Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kind of going back to what we're talking about today, there's an article over at the Economic Collapse blog, and it was written by a guy named Michael Schneider. And man, I tell you what, this guy absolutely nails it. And we go through life thinking that certain, a lot of people who don't have their eyes open, they're like baby kittens. They haven't opened their eyes to a lot of this stuff. They just think everything is warm and cozy. But once your eyes really get opened, you realize that it's not. And he writes in this blog that our society is absolutely teeming with predators. Crime rates are soaring all over the nation. Millions of Americans are afraid to leave their homes, and hordes of drug addicts are literally pooping in the middle of our streets whenever they feel like it. In some of our largest cities, highly organized groups of criminals are constantly invading homes. Of course, when these thieves encounter a homeowner that is actually armed, it can result in a deadly confrontation. A homeowner shot and killed a home invasion suspect in Los Angeles early Saturday morning while a grandmother and a toddler were in the house, in the fifth such crime reported in the area in 10 days. Officers were called to the home around 5 a.m. on Saturday after someone reported a hot prowl, which is a burglary where the homeowner is present. The officer's investigation determined that approximately three or four armed males in their 20s entered the home with the intent to burglarize the location. Once upon a time, Los Angeles was a beautiful city, but now it's covered from end to end in filth, trash, and drug paraphernalia. Of course, much of this degradation is being fueled by drug addiction. We are in the midst of the worst drug crisis in the entire history of our country, and many addicts have made theft a lifestyle in order to fund their addictions. In addition to robbing homes, these addicts are constantly smashing into vehicles, and they're one of the biggest reasons why retail theft has soared to unprecedented heights. New York has led the U.S. with the sharpest increase in the number of reported shoplifting incidents since before the pandemic. They saw a 64% increase in reported incidents of retail theft during the four-year period between mid-2019 and June of this year, while Los Angeles experienced a 61% surge in the same metric. You see, going back to the previous conversation from last hour, why a lot of these stores are deciding that the brick-and-mortar model is just not serving them? It's just not. He goes on to say that this is not what a civilized society looks like. In Bellevue, Washington, so many vehicles are being stolen that the police are literally giving away steering wheel locks in a desperate attempt to bring auto theft down. Yep, you got that right. Bellevue Police Department giving away steering wheel locks Sunday, December 3rd from, they did this last, this past Sunday, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Bell Roads Crossing substation. They said that they have had a 29% increase in car thefts in 2023 through October. Millions of Americans live in a constant state of fear because of our nation is teeming with predators and drug addicts. During the recent debate with Gavin Newsom, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pulled out the infamous poop map that shows reports of human feces on the streets of San Francisco. Yep, we all remember that. Well, now the map has been updated, and despite everything officials have tried, reports of human feces in the streets have been coming in faster than ever. It goes on to say, this is our country now. We live in a country where hordes of mindless drug addicts pull down their pants and defecate in the streets whenever they feel like it. And thanks to open borders policy of our leaders in Washington, more drug dealers and more drug addicts are pouring across our borders with each passing day. It is reported that foreign-born population in the U.S. has now reached a whopping 49.5 million people. That's a lot of folks. And what are they going to do? What are they going to turn to when they come here and they're not going to be able to find gainful employment? Number one, they're going to be on the government dole. They're going to be getting government handouts. Number two, they're going to turn to selling drugs. That's what's going to happen. Analysis by Stephen Camerota and Karen Ziegler at the Center for Immigration Studies revealed that in October, the foreign-born population reached almost 50 million, increasing by 4.5 million foreign-born residents since Biden took office in January of 21. How do you think the drug cartels in Mexico are making so much money? They're importing their distributors across our southern border. We are committing national suicide. We are setting the stage for the eruption of societal unrest in our major cities, and it's going to be so bad, according to this article, that is going to shock the entire planet. Decades upon decades of bad decisions have brought us right here to this point. But even now, some of our leaders are making some of the dumbest decisions that they know how to make, and that is not closing our borders. Now, Lindsey Graham spoke about this a little bit today when he said, you guys are, you know, doing really good on Ukraine. I don't agree with that. But he said, you're not doing anything about our border. Well, of course not. I mean, we're just talking about American citizens here. Nothing to really get all up in arms about. This is just the average Joe. We would rather take care of another nation's borders. We would rather let in people across our borders, but protect Ukraine's borders. Folks, it's ridiculous. It really is. And it's the leaders in Washington that are doing this. It's not us. It's not you and me. So we need to really knuckle down on these knuckleheads in Washington, D.C. and make sure they do the right thing. Even in our state legislature, we need to constantly be on the phone, emailing these people. If you got their number, text them, however you can communicate with these folks and say, listen, this is what we need to do. And you need to start getting in line. And if you don't, we will get somebody else to do it. Because this country cannot survive this path that we're on for much longer. It is, and we are a little insulated against this here in Greenville in the upstate because we're full of people that know better. But I mean, still, when I get these reports from the Spartanburg Police Department, when I get them from the Greenville Police Department, Greenville County Sheriff's Office, and I'm looking at all this crime that is going on, I mean, we're not immune to it. It's happening everywhere you look. We had, if you go to your Ring camera, it's got your neighborhood feature on it. And it will show you all the people that were reporting suspicious people in their neighborhood, people breaking into cars, people jiggling the door handle of homes. And now that we're so close to Christmas, you really, really need to keep your head on the swivel because folks are out there looking for an easy mark, especially if you're getting some of your packages delivered to your doorstep. So, y'all be careful out there. And again, with all of this happening, it does amaze me that our government is still trying to take away our ability to protect ourselves. Do you think they would, has the government ever come out and said you should not have a fire extinguisher in your home? They've never done that. In fact, they recommend it. They think it's a good idea because a fire extinguisher will help stop the fire in its early stages, or it can help keep the fire from spreading. So it will give the fire department time to get there. That's exactly what your Second Amendment does as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.